Hello and welcome back to Reality Check. This week I'm skipping right to the topic because it's a big one. Actually, it's probably the biggest one I could ever talk about because it goes to the root of everything my life coaching centers around. The topic is self-esteem. Now, right up front, I'll just say that there's no way I can cover this with any sort of thoroughness in a podcast episode. But what I wanted to do was lay out a few things that I think are important when trying to understand the concept. First, let's define terms. What is self-esteem, and what is it not? At its core, self-esteem is a twofold concept. Number one, that in your own mind, you are valuable in and of yourself. And number two, that you are capable of navigating this world. So right away, the question comes up, how can we know if these two things are even true? And therein lies the key. We don't know for sure. We aren't born knowing. It isn't automatic. Self-esteem must be earned, and the only way to earn it is to prove it to ourselves that those two statements, you know, I am valuable to myself and I am capable of navigating my own life, we have to prove to ourselves that those are true. So how do we go about doing that? There's really only one way, and that's through action. But more specifically, there's a pretty uniform process that needs to happen. First, you need to observe the world around you, and in particular, observe whatever obstacle or decision stands in front of you. With those observations, you then use all of the cognitive tools at your disposal and form a plan. Then with that plan, you start acting. You put your plan into motion. As events unfold, you adapt your plan to meet the changing circumstances, which is important, and I'll come back to that later. Finally, you reach whatever goal you set for yourself. In general terms, that's how self-esteem is built. It's going through that process day after day through every obstacle and decision in your life, from the tiniest decision to the most massive undertaking. Now, there's a few things you'll notice about that. The first is that it's not all happy thoughts. You can't think your way into having high self-esteem. It isn't about looking yourself in the mirror each morning and telling yourself how great you are. If you don't think or feel you achieved things, no amount of kissing your own ass is going to change that. Now, does that mean that there's no benefit in trying to see yourself differently? There is some. People with low self-esteem usually have a habit of downplaying their accomplishments or talents. So reminding yourself frequently that you aren't stupid or worthless can act as a counterbalance against the tide of negative thinking. But the point here is that if those daily affirmations you're telling yourself aren't backed up by real actions and achievements, they're going to ring hollow. You can't trick yourself into having high self-esteem. It's a cause and effect relationship. And as I always repeat on these podcasts, you can't cheat cause and effect. Now, following that logic, there's another thing you'll notice. If you can't talk yourself into high self-esteem, that means others can't either. But it goes even further than that. Since only action from you can earn self-esteem, that means it's impossible for other people to give you self-esteem. This is especially important for parents to understand, because all throughout the 90s especially, they were told that constantly telling your children that they are special and awesome purely for existing is the way that you give kids self-esteem. What happened? Large parts of that generation grew up and assumed that they were great with no evidence for it. This led to a fragile narcissism where these, now adults, struggled to reconcile this illusory greatness with the fact that they don't know how to navigate their world very well. And when illusions butt up against reality, reality is always going to win. And often that means depression of one kind or another. So just to repeat, no one can give you self-esteem. By its very nature, that's an impossibility. That includes parents, teachers, friends, everyone. The only person that can grow self-esteem is you. Now, does that mean that other people don't factor in at all? Not exactly. I'm a life coach because the one function that others can provide is to teach the people the tools they need in order to set about building their own self-esteem. Parents are supposed to provide this function as well. As a parent, you aren't supposed to make your child's life easy or hassle-free. You're supposed to teach them how to deal with hardship and hassle and guide them into figuring out their own solutions. Now, within that process I mentioned earlier, I called attention to the idea of adapting on the fly. This is extremely important because there are lots of people that get hung up on this. Most people, even ones that were raised by inadequate parents, will naturally try to observe, plan, and execute. But so much anxiety comes from the notion of not trusting yourself to adapt to changing circumstances. Some believe that if they don't plan well enough and things don't fall into place in exactly the right way, that means they're stupid or incapable. And if this happens often enough, they may begin to sink into a pattern of giving up before they even begin, you know, telling themselves things like, last time I tried this and things went nuts, I better not even bother this time. What they failed to take into account is that ultimately, it didn't go so bad either. Yes, it might have gone less well than they originally planned, but it still probably turned out okay. Instead of looking at it as, I didn't get 100% of what I wanted because life is so damn unpredictable, all they have to do is shift their view slightly to say, I got most of what I wanted because in that situation where things started to take a nosedive, I did some quick thinking and managed to salvage things, keeping them from being a total loss. Having high self-esteem a lot of the time means simply being able to say to yourself, I can handle curveballs. I'm not worried. And you don't just say it, you mean it. You know it. Now, it's important to note here that self-esteem does not require introspection in order to be high or low. There are people that can go through their whole lives and not sit and ponder their own psyche, and yet still live amazingly fulfilled lives. Likewise, you can spend most of your time in therapy talking about your feelings and remaining depressed because those self-esteem boosting actions never materialize. The point is, it's a cause and effect process that happens regardless of whether you're paying attention to it or not. Why is this important? Well, because it's like you have this chip in your brain that's constantly recording your actions. You may not be aware of it, but it sees when you eat that entire pizza by yourself instead of exercising like you had planned. It knows when you lie to your friends about being sick in order to brush off a commitment that you made to them. Consciously, you can pretend those things never happened, and you can even get good at forgetting them entirely. But this self-esteem chip in your brain never forgets. It saw what you did, and it tweaked your self-esteem up or down accordingly. So the more you get into the habit of convincing yourself it's okay to do the weak thing, the easier thing, what does it really matter anyway? Well, it matters a whole hell of a lot. You may not realize it, but those moments of weakness count, and they add up, little by little. Thankfully, the opposite is true as well. Every little bit of inner strength that you show yourself adds up too. And that's the premise upon which my life coaching is built, that no matter the hole you find yourself in, there's always a way to dig yourself out, one strongly executed plan after another. Finally, there's the question of why. Why should you even care about self-esteem? What does it look like to have it? In the simplest terms, self-esteem is you, your core, the thing that other people shouldn't be able to touch. The reason most people are hurt by the words of others is because they lack this core. Think about it like this. Mammals are warm-blooded and reptiles are cold-blooded. What that means is that the body temperature of lizards depends entirely on their external environment. When they're baking in the sun, they're warm, but at night, they can become freezing cold. Mammals, on the other hand, carry their heat generation around with them. Sun or no sun, we stay around 98.6 degrees regardless. Self-esteem is that inner heat generation. Without it, every external pressure or bit of negativity has a free pass to strike you directly in the heart. If it's cold in your immediate vicinity, you match that coldness. If a random person yells at you, you absorb that, regardless of the validity of it. On the other hand, if you rely on your own self-esteem, your own inner warmth, for comfort, the outside coldness of the world becomes background noise. That person yelling at you becomes a curiosity rather than a threat. Once you become warm-blooded like that, everything changes. Aside from generally feeling better about yourself and about life, things start to just go your way. People with low self-esteem often call this luck, but there's nothing random or mystical about it. Luck is merely having the self-esteem to pounce on opportunities as they present themselves. It also means creating opportunities where none existed previously. And some of this comes down to imperceptible things like body language, confidence in your voice, all kinds of variables that can't be faked, but that are vital to being happy and successful. Alright, so that's my super broad overview of self-esteem. I can't stress enough just how important and really all-encompassing it is. At a very fundamental level, it's us. It's what people call our soul. It's the fulcrum point upon which our entire lives hinge. If you like the idea of being that warm-blooded, confident person I mentioned, but you don't know how to get there, that's where I come in. If you want to learn the tools to get you there, contact me and we can get started. All right, so until next time, thanks for listening.